وأنت ربي. And I declare that you are my Lord and Master and Cherisher and Nourisher and Provider and Maintainer. سجد وجهي, the totality of my being has submitted itself to you. للذي خلقه, because you are the one who created me. وشق سمعه, and you granted me the faculty of hearing. وبصره, and you granted me the faculty of seeing, through which I am in contact with the world. Alhamdulillah, I praise God and God alone, because He's the absolute perfect being. Rabbil Alameen, the Master and the Cherisher and the Nourisher of the universe. Tabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen, blessed is the one who is the best of the creators. There is no creation possible better than the one God has created. Having developed the necessary state of mind and heart of total submission, we then express the dhikr of sajda. Subhana, free and above all defects is He. He has no weakness. His power is absolute. He has no ignorance. His knowledge is perfect. He has no cruelty or injustice. His love is abundant and unlimited. Subhana Rabbi, my Lord, my Master, my Cherisher, my Nourisher, my Provider, my Maintainer, the one who step by step arranges to take me and to develop me through to my perfection. Rabbi al-A'la, and He's the highest in all qualities, in power, in knowledge, in life, in generosity, in love, in all attributes of perfection. And I am the lowest in front of Him. Wa bihamdih, and because of all this perfection, I praise Him and I thank Him and I worship Him and Him alone. Having completed the dhikr of sajda, we then sit up and recite Allahu Akbar, meaning that God is greater than anything that crosses my mind and is beyond my furthest imagination, and is greater than my physical and my spiritual faculties. The deep and profound meanings and messages of humility which we experience in the state of sajda then makes us realize that we are beings who are fallen, who have made mistakes, and who have been astray. And therefore, we seek the forgiveness of our Lord for the wrongdoings. And hence we say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi, I seek the forgiveness of my Lord and my Master and my Cherisher and my Nourisher, the one who wants to take me step by step toward my perfection. Wa atubu ilayh, and I return back to Him from the path of rebellion back to the path of obedience, from the path of forgetfulness to the path of awareness of my duties. Essentially, our seeking of forgiveness and our repentance can only be complete if three conditions are fulfilled. A, we acknowledge and admit that we are mistaken and we are fallen and that we have committed some wrongdoing. B, that we feel bad about ourselves and sorry and ashamed of our wrongdoing. And C, we commit ourselves to change our wrong past by making a determination to open a new chapter in life for our future. And in order to achieve that, we seek forgiveness, astaghfirullah. And in order to commit ourselves to the right path, we say, wa atubu ilayh, I return back to the path of obedience. Having renewed our commitment to live our lives in the proper way, we say, Allahu Akbar. But God is greater than anything that we can imagine. He is greater than all our physical and spiritual faculties. He is greater than all the physical and spiritual forces of the universe. And again, the sense of majesty of the Lord overwhelms us, and we spontaneously go back to sajda and repeat the dhikr. Subhana, free from all defects of imperfections, is my Lord, Rabbi Al-A'la.